Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another magnificent week here on the Common Good Radio Show with your friend and partner, Pastor John McClain, here with my friend and partner, Mr. Sean Campbell of the Sean Campbell Show.
Whatever we call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. You yeah. I guess we have to prep me beforehand. Like what?
No.
No?
Well, oh, we like
the free flow. Huh?
We like the free flow. Thing. The authenticity.
Yeah, expect that. Those who are listening to the Common Good Radio Show of my kind of feels like new but forever co-host Sean Campbell. He'll be the co-host you'll hear filling in for me when I can't make the show here and there. I have to.
Hopefully you never miss.
at least every second and fourth week I won't be here.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Ron is going to be your co-host on the second week.
Oh, wow.
And then on the fourth week, Andres is going to be your co-host. So
if you're watching this on Facebook Live right now, the authenticity of my face going, oh.
Oh, yeah. But thankfully, I've been prepping you as a host for the past, at least over 6 months now. So, close to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you can do it. You got it, big boy.
I got this.
And like always, we have an amazing show for you today. Today, I like to think today's a powerhouse show.
Yeah.
So much that we don't have the usual three or four guests. We just have two guests today because they both are in their own right. Pillars of Tucson.
To put this in a baseball analogy, this past week, the World Baseball Classic, we had Japan and the U.S. going at each other. This is Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout.
Okay.
You know what I mean? This is, I don't know if you got...
That is a very loaded reference.
You know what I mean?
Nice.
Yeah. And so we got two of the best, if not the best, in town.
That's...
Right?
I couldn't argue with you. No. I couldn't argue with you. I'm glad to have them. And and those people... They are Ron Arenas of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, and Chris Edwards with Tucson Appliance Company. But this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give grace to a very great God that has, blessed us with the ability to do a radio show on 10:30 a.m. The Voice, 106.3 The Groove, for Ron to have one of the most amazing cooling, heating, and plumbing companies in the city of Tucson and all the amazing stuff he's able to do and his amazing sons and the great stuff that they do. Sean Campbell and the amazing stuff he does with CNS Designs and the work he does with the different organizations and the local community and helping them get to the next step when they feel lost in the coal mine sometimes. And God, thank you so much for letting me help all the veterans that I'm able to help and the people that are homeless and lost and don't even know where they're going to find their next meal, nonetheless where they're going to be able to find a place to stay and be able to serve them. And we thank you so much for allowing us to serve them, to serve you. In your son's name I pray, amen. So that being said, one of the men that I'm, blessed to kind of, look to and follow and, have my back and, someone that I get to partner with, as one of the co-hosts of this radio show, Mr. Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, who is, if you guys haven't got to meet him in person, definitely go to any of the networking meetings around the city because you'll certainly get your opportunity. And if you can't do that, then I definitely invite you to message him because this is one of the most authentic, one of the most genuine, one of the most honest, one of the nicest people that I've had the opportunity not only to work with but to befriend. And every time that I interact with him, I gain something, whether that's just feeling better about myself or even through this radio show, thanks to his support, we've not only been able to sustain, but be syndicated. So if that's not a good enough hello, thank you for joining us.
Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm so blessed to be here. I mean, I'm just happy to be here and help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you really are. And it's a crazy thing. And then I'm going to kind of step into like the time machine real quick and go back to like your journey of being kind of like a stand-in co-host on different shows and working with different people and like what work got you, made you even think to step in there and then kind of how we are, how do we find our way here now?
Yeah. Well, I've always been a radio nerd, I guess. Okay. You know, I, when I was young, really young, I got my first transistor radio that my dad got me for probably Christmas or birthday. And it had the little wrist strap on it so I could strap it to my bike and, I'd ride around with it, you know, playing music on my bike. So, yeah. And it was only an AM radio, you know, just a little transistor radio.
Man.
So probably
you
like
just aged late, yourself
yeah,
so bad.
Yeah, like late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
So, yeah, from that point on, and then when I got really involved in listening to sports and stuff, Brian Jeffries that calls the basketball and football games is just tremendous. I've always just have been in awe of him, just the way he can call games and, you know, when he has his own radio show, like before the games and stuff, it's just amazing.
Yeah,
he does such a great job.
That. Like when I watch sports games and watch the announcers call it, I have no idea how they do that. Just kind of like the people who do like the auctioneers. Like that's what it feels like. But go on, please.
Yeah. And so then I had the opportunity about 12 years ago to come on to Wake Up Tucson and just be a regular guest, a monthly guest on there and start talking. And then it just kind of, you know, flourished after that, going on to different radio stations and, doing sports talk show, a couple different shows and a couple different business shows. So,
yeah. Interesting. And then you, kind of like with Wake Up Tucson, you came on our show and were a regular on the show and you just kind of being the nice guy you were, you're like, hey, if you ever need someone to stand in, you know, I can be that guy. And I was like, well, I do regularly need people to stand in. So yeah, that's great. And it's cool, I think, in having you as my co-host similar to Sean, and it's going to be fun listening to you and Sean as co-hosts.
Those are going to be some good shows. To
The Ron and Sean
job. Ron, Sean, and John. Yeah, you know how it is. It's just like, there's just this yin and yang to us, which is, it's funny, like when I'm in this, the big boy seat, I call it, Sean is kind of like the comedy relief and I'm like the straight guy and I'm, you know, kind of keeping us guided.
Right.
And then vice versa.
Right.
He's the straight guy and I'm like the comedy relief on that end. So, but you're always the straight guy, no matter what. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see how you are in this, in the big boy seat.
All
how,
right.
If we'll you find really out. Like, yeah. If you really like pull stuff out of your sleeve.
Yeah. I think one of the things that makes a good radio person, you included, John, is that you could tell when someone loves what they are doing and love what they talk about.
Mm.
One of my favorite radio and TV people is actually Joe Davis, who did the WBC this week, and he's the Dodgers regular, you know, announcer.
Mm-hmm.
He tells so many stories, and you know, it's not like he's sitting there with a book full of stories. He just knows and loves the sport. And loves the people associated with it.
Yeah.
And it comes across. So
interesting. Yeah. Okay. So I'll make this, you know, my reference just as we're going out. John Jay and Rich are, you know, like I was saying before the show, who kind of got me into wanting to do the radio show. So if John Jay or Rich, if you're listening, thank you for getting me into this. And certainly feel free to give us a call. Love to be on your show. Love to have you on our show. This is a Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Sean Campbell with
CS
Design Studios, Cable Marketing Group, something. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. I am Pastor John McClain here with Sean Campbell of CS Design Group.
Studios.
Man, I'm gonna start writing it down and put it on like the board or something.
No. Just keep it going.
I just love it.
Ron and I had a little, you know, chuckle right now. It's like, we just let him go.
Yeah, I just want to give you your love. You deserve it, brother. And particularly for the businesses out there that need that assistance, like I want to make sure they know who to find.
And I love what I do. And you know, anybody wants to reach out anytime, I'll give my number here as we head into the break later. But I mean, I give away a lot of information. I love just the free consultation, just you know, tell me what you're doing, and here's what, you know, you should be doing better. Mm-hmm. I gave Ron some, you know, this like little tidbits before we started. Did.
Right.
Yeah. And it make
you're
a world of
difference.
You're
going to send him the invoice on that, right?
No. I just get front billing during when we Ron and I do the show.
There you go.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Well, cool. Yeah. And as Sean said, once we get to the end of the show, we'll definitely keep an ear out, and you get his information on, you know, how you can get connected with him, particularly if you have social media needs, web internet needs as a whole. I mean, really, there's like a list of services of different needs. Mm-hmm. If you have them, he's the guy to give a call. But you'll hear all about that in the show. So at least hang in there for another 7.5 minutes. And right now we're going to talk with our buddy, Ron, because this is the Ron and Sean and John show here on Common Good. And this is Ron. If you don't know him, his name is Ron Arenas of Fixer Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. If you don't know him, give it another year or two. You're going to definitely know him because he's one of the up-and-comers in Tucson that is just giving. He's just giving. And we'll definitely, this segment, we're going to focus on that giving. But firstly, being my cooling, heating, and plumbing guy,
yeah,
I need to know, we're going into a season change. What are some stuff that I need to put a gander on?
We are. That long, hot summer is coming. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's no avoiding it. So the best thing you can do as a homeowner is just make sure that you get that air conditioning serviced. Mm-hmm. Get it serviced in the spring, so it's ready for peak performance for that long, hot summer.
Yeah.
And then, of course, change your air filter every month.
Okay. So definitely, I love that you say that every single time I have you on the show, to change the air filter every month. Because one, I don't do it, so I need to.
it reminds me
exactly. And two, I love, you know, the inference on the kind of the different checks that need to be done. So, and having my AC check, which, you know, I have, you know, this big, beautiful system that I have no idea how it works. Want to give you guys a call and have you check it. What does that look like?
Yeah, so we go through the system. We check your capacitors and your refrigerant levels and your compressors and your motors. And we check the airflow through your duct system and all that, and make sure that all your electrical components are the connections are tight and that everything's connected the way it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And then we'll rinse off your condensing coil, which is your outdoor unit.
Interesting. I know something we mentioned, I want to think a few shows back. I think you're, at the time it was maybe a special you had going on. And that's kind of why we pointed out, but duct cleaning was always a really important thing that I want to think no one ever thinks about.
Right. Yeah. This time of year, we get a lot more people asking about duct cleaning just because of allergy season, and people are thinking a lot more about their indoor air quality. Mm-hmm. So that is a service that we do provide is duct cleaning, and we'll go through and it makes a big difference.
Did that kind of happen over the pandemic, especially, Ron?
No, it was just something that we were looking at. We just got into the duct cleaning last fall, and it was just after just so many years of every spring, we would get at least 100 calls of people looking for duct cleaning. And we just didn't have really the staff to do it, so we decided to make that leap and have the staff and have the equipment to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now you guys are... You guys are a serious organization. It's wild.
Just a little bit, yeah.
I think I've known you for maybe a year and a half, 2 years. You know, I've been a Sands Club member, and seeing your organization grow, it's been such a beautiful thing. It's watching like a rose become a bush. It's
half
amazing.
The people at the networking event were for Ron.
Yeah, for sure. It's like half of the people stand up. We are here with Picture. It's like echoes. We are here with Picture Rocks. But it's amazing. And, you know, keep on doing the good work you're doing in regards to there. And speaking of the good work that you're doing, I follow you on Facebook we have mutual friends. So on their pages, I'll see you popped up somewhere in the background.
Right.
And you told us just recently, before the show that you just got back from Hawaii.
We did. So, yeah, we spent a week in Maui.
Yeah.
So fantastic.
So what's coming up for you?
Just the normal things. We have this Friday where we work with Interfaith Community Services, and they do a food box outreach where they give out food boxes. And so we do that Friday morning.
Yeah, and it's another... I'm surprised I actually haven't seen your face there, Sean, because that's another space where it seems like a lot of people from the networking groups or that are there part of our circle are there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is that? What's going on in the world? How come like at all these different events we go to, we just see all the same faces?
I don't know. I think we get it because I think we understand the more we give, the more we, you know, receive back in return. Yeah. And it's not all, you know, material things.
Right.
But it could be the simplest thing. It could be a gesture. It could be, you know, that there's, I call them my buddies. I office downtown, and there's some people that I see all the time. If I'm going to Subway on the way back, I always have an extra sandwich with me. You know what I mean? And I'll tell them, hey, I'll be right back. Here's a sandwich. Here's lunch on me today. You know what I mean? I don't do it to, and I'm sure we're all the same way. We don't do it because... You know,
not for the recognition or anything.
We don't count beans. We don't have beans.
Even
in
though
our
I
pocket.
Just said it right now on radio in front of 50,000 people, that's not my intent, right? It's just I just kind of want to do something.
Yeah.
It could be as little, you know, as small as a sandwich with a bag of chips and a soda, but hopefully it made his day. Hopefully it brightened his day a little bit.
Right.
You
know, from the beginning, it was part of our business plan just to give back.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just to serve the community.
That's cool. Yeah. That's always been like my dream as an entrepreneur is that every business has charity built into it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it doesn't even make sense from an economical standpoint for it not to, from a sustainable standpoint. Yeah. But that's just me.
Right.
That's just me. But Ron, tell our listeners how they can get a hold of Picture Rocks Cooling and Plumbing if they have any cooling, heating, plumbing, AC check, duct cleaning needs.
Sure. Sure. They can give us a call at 520-440-4069 or picturerockscooling.com.
Nice. And you heard him. And again, thank you, Ron, for joining us once again.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah. If you guys missed him this time, you'll also be able to hear him the second week of the month as a guest co-host. And then he'll be here with Andreas and Sean. So it won't be Sean, John, and Ron. It'll be Andreas, Ron, and Sean.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I think we'll figure it out between the three.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And if we see a ratings jump,
we may get rid of me.
But as we head into the break, I do want to promise, I did promise I'd give out my number. It's 520-339-0259. Please text me at any time and we'll set up a time over a cup of coffee. I don't charge a consultation fee. I'm not going to give you an invoice or anything like that. But let's just talk about how we can make your marketing a little bit stronger. There's a lot of easy to-dos you can do today to make it a little bit stronger. And I'm looking forward to our next guest. I mean, it's gonna be
fun.
We got another
excited
prime time today.
I feel bad having to get rid of Ron, but if we have to do it for Chris, so be it. Hello, all you beautiful people sitting there eating your popcorn with your feet kicked up, just relaxing, just probably got a face mask on, making sure you exfoliate properly.
The cucumbers on nice.
I see you. Yeah, you're looking beautiful. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain, here with the notorious, infamous, gorgeous Sean Campbell.
It's all the haircut
of CS Design. I know you're just looking schmitten today. I didn't want to say anything.
We talked about it last week. Yeah. You know, t-shirts,
no more
ball caps. This little leave-in conditioner, it's my barber that I found downtown. Phenomenal.
That's the secret.
Phenomenal.
It's like having a good mechanic or a good shout out
to Dan, my barber.
Shout out to Dan the barber.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I get compliments.
Yeah, he's not a sponsor, so we won't actually say what spot.
I did not say what spot. I just said Dan from downtown. Yeah.
Well, I'm lucky to say to introduce easily a pillar of Tucson. One of the faces, if you have not seen him this week, you probably were hiding in your house most of the week. One of the men that not only does so much in applying and giving the different appliances that people need for their houses, for their apartments, for their living, but just gives the community as a whole, is connected in so many different ways, and not only providing for the basic needs that you have, but provides for this community to keep it up, even when we sometimes lose hope. And I've been such a fan of him ever since I've been able to meet him, because not only have I been able to see what he does to provide for all these amazing organizations, but I get to see all these amazing events that he goes to, and all he does for these nonprofits that I'm on the other end of. It's almost, it's funny, like I'm not at these particular events, but I work with these organizations as well. And in so many ways, our efforts overlap. And I've been so blessed and proud to actually build a better friendship with him, because I've learned so much just from his model on how to be a better pillar to the community myself. And I say all that just to say, welcome Chris Edwards with Tucson Appliance Company to the Conference.
Well, that was an amazing introduction. Oh my God. Yeah. Thank you so much.
And you deserve it, brother.
I'm blushing now, John.
Well, you deserve it. Yeah. It's every single word I said was an absolute truth. So,
well, I do appreciate that. It's just how I roll. I just, anybody that knows me knows that I'm straightforward to to the community, to the kids, to the charities. There's so many of them out there. Mm-hmm. And I adore all of them. I mean, what they do for the families, for the kids, for the American Heart Association. I was just at the Heart Ball the other night, and I was dancing up a storm.
That looked fun. That looked fun. Yeah. Like, that's a big one of the things I enjoy in watching your timeline is just like, one, I see the events I need to start hanging out at in the future. And two, I see a lot of amazing people having a great time. So you definitely seem like you're enjoying your life. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, I do enjoy life. I mean, it's better to have a positive life and know that we're all human beings. We're all here. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to have, you know, good times and bad times. But if you try and make them all good and make them positive, you rewire your brain to know that you're just having a positive life. Mm. And I try and bring that into every situation, every person that I meet. That's who I am. That's why they ask, you know, hey, how are you doing, Chris? I'm wonderful as usual. You know, it's a different kind of answer, but it's true. And if you say it enough, then you are.
Yeah.
And you feel it. And then you have that, you spread that on to that other person.
Interesting. I could see you being a personal development type guy, for sure. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, as you're saying that, I think of this statement that I say to people regularly, particularly the guys that are in our Homeless Veteran Transition Program, that a mindset is the way you set your mind.
100%. Nope. Yeah. I agree with that. And you know, the power of positivity is what it is. Actually, I don't know if you saw my last post. It's 8 minutes long on my Facebook page. It was about leadership. And the fire chief said it at the Davis-Monthan Air Force Base Chief's Recognition dinner the other night. And it was absolutely amazing. And he emailed it to me and I read it. And now I'm just going to listen to myself a couple more times, because it's amazing. And that's how I like to lead my people instead of just manage them.
Yeah. And I've noticed that. I mean, definitely, just to kind of give the listening audience more, background on our relationship, outside of you being on the I Am Real Estate show, which is in a lot of ways was a spinoff of this radio show, and me getting to meet you, I let you know about our organization, Veteran Rescue Mission, that helps homeless veterans in our tiny house village, and told you about our needs. And without hesitation, like without skipping a breath, you're like, well, what do you need? And, you know, I told you exactly what we needed and you provided it. You're like, I'll show up on this day. And then, and it was the most amazing thing to see from twofold. One, the blessing of you just kind of going through, okay, well, there's that. You're welcome. And then two, just seeing the way you interacted with your family there at Tucson Appliance Center. And I say your family, not just because you do have your son and I think your brother and, you know, members of your family that work there, but you could tell me if any one of those people were your brother or sister or cousin or something like that, and I'd believe it, because that's how it felt when we walked around that place.
It is Team Tucson Appliance, I call it, but it's definitely one big family. And that's just, we keep employees for a very long time. I treat them very well and they treat me well. And they take care of our community too. They help out a lot. I mean, recently, and we actually still have some washers for Impact. I think Impact Arizona. I don't know if you've heard of that charity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, they serve a lot of families in the Northwest up in Oracle. And I had an extra, 70 washers that were reconditioned, and we just donated about 20 of them and delivered them to the houses and the families. And there was another organization that called us. But if there's some veterans out there right now, we have about 15 more washers that we could donate. Anybody out there listening that needs a washer for a family in need, contact us and we'll get it and deliver it.
Speaking of that, how can they contact you? We're going to have one more segment here with Chris Edwards with Tucson Appliance Company, but how can they get a hold of you before we go to break?
My office generally and my cell number, office number is 520-881-1207. My cell number is always available. It's on the website. It's on my card. It's on the billboards. 520-979-1377.
And the website is?
TACappliance.com.
Awesome. Well, that's Chris Edwards speaking there, one of the local legends. We'll be back with him with more. This is the Common Good Radio Show with Pastor John McClain and Sean Campbell. If you haven't been to VeteranRescueMission.org yet, please go there. Check out more about the radio show as well as the amazing work we do to help homeless veterans. Particularly right now, the big thing we're looking for is cars to get our vets to their appointments and to their jobs. That's definitely been the big thing they've been asking us for, which all the proceeds that you donate go to Veteran Rescue Mission, including the proceeds from this radio show. So go to VeteranRescueMission.com to find out more and also to help shelter and house homeless veterans.
So in this last segment, it's the marketing corner, and we're still blessed to have Chris Edwards on here. So I've been waiting patiently all last segment, not to say too much in case you didn't notice. I just kind of sat there.
You're a really good co-host. Like, I haven't had to coach you too much. I mean, when me and Andreas started the show a little over 3 years ago, I had to coach him a lot, like, on how to, like, verbally agree and how to, like, kind of, like, flow with it. But you're super smooth. So
yeah. Thanks.
I enjoy you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So this last segment, Chris, and for the audience, I always ask, how much preparation do we do for this?
None. I have no idea what he's going to ask me, and I'm just going to shoot from the hip because I'm really good at that.
Yeah, you are.
Exactly. And
I've seen you in a cowboy hat, so yeah, I could see why you would be.
Yeah. We've seen Chris in a number of outfits over the last couple of decades.
That is part of advertising, right?
Yeah, that's it. And I could do a 3-hour show with you. I can. Yeah. But to kind of condense it and get to what I think the audience would most want to know. And then I know you've told this story many times, but how did the
finger point go?
Yeah.
Everybody knows you by that. That's a perfect question. And we definitely make sure we take a selfie with him with the finger point before.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. 100%. Yeah. So the finger point came to fruition. It was during my Hulk commercial. Mm-hmm. And that was my first commercial back in 1997. Yep. There's about 150 of them on my website now. You can laugh at them because you could tell that I'm not an actor at all. I'm just a real person.
Right.
Having fun. Yeah. What I was doing is my thumbs were pointing at a price tag behind me. So where low prices are your priority is what I was saying. And that's when I pointed at the camera.
Yep.
And so that's where it came from.
Yep.
And I've changed it now. Now, actually, I changed it one more time. And there's a new one that's coming out, and there's going to be a surprise. My son's going to the University of Tucson Appliance, which is a 15-year college.
Yep.
He just took one of his finals last Thursday.
PhD.
Last Thursday, he did a commercial. It's going to come out very soon. Actually, you'll be the first one to hear it on air. Right now, it's going to be Batman. He cast me as Alfred.
Oh, cool.
That's cool.
One of the things that I always stress to our audience and small business owners is authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
And you were way ahead of your time, my friend.
Well, thank you.
That's what's made you so, that's why I think one of the reasons why Tucson opens its arms to you, because you're just authentic.
Yeah.
You're not trying to be fake or, whatever. Mm. You've always been just real on all your commercials.
You mentioned your son, and it's like the same thing, man. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool because it's kind of like, and hanging out with him and being around him, I can almost kind of like see you on that truck moving those stuff around, like, mm-hmm. you know, a younger version, you know,
back
a younger
day, version of you.
Yeah. 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 And he's going through it and he's like, he's really humble, down to earth guy. Yet, you know, he's got the world by, you know, by the cojones, you know, mm-hmm. and it's really cool just being in his presence. So I'm glad you brought him up, because I definitely, you know, as much as, you know, Corbin's coming into kind of his own right now, he deserves some mm-hmm. credit, because that dude's an awesome dude.
Yeah, he is really. Yeah. I mean, he's so smart, and he's just, thank goodness he looks like his mother, but he acts like his father.
How much of the same fundamentals, Chris, would you say you've taken back from, you know, the late 90s to now with your marketing strategy? I mean, is there anything that you still carry over from the billboards and the radios and the TV to today, or has all that been revamped?
Well, I've gone to several classes, and most of it is the same message. I'm available. Mm-hmm. My cell number's on there. Mm-hmm. If there's a problem I want to know about, I want to take mm-hmm. care of it. Word of mouth is our best advertising, yeah. 100%, yeah. and it always will be. But we've always wanted to take care of the customer at a fair price. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not going to always be the lowest. Sometimes Home Depot is a lot bigger than me, but mm-hmm. I tell you what, you get the best service.
Yeah.
And if something goes wrong with it, you have a phone number to the owner, and you get yeah. taken care of.
Yeah. Yeah. Who was your mentor when it comes to putting together that strategy, or was it something that you just kind of fell into? Was there another business that, you know, when you were quote unquote growing up, I kind of want to promote my business that way?
I would say that my mentor is Jim Click, and there's several others. I mean, Jack Fitzgerald is another one. And some of these guys, the way they run their business, their honesty, and mm-hmm. They're just out there in the community, and they just want to make sure and take care of the community. Mm-hmm. But I would say Jim Click's my biggest mm-hmm. Fan, 100%.
I hear that a lot. And granted, I'm Steve Ochoa is one of my mentors currently, and he regularly,
he should be.
Yeah, yeah,
I love that man.
Yeah, there's not a meeting that we have that definitely Jim Click's name doesn't come up, because mm-hmm. it seems like Jim Click, kind of like, I think like yourself and probably like Steve Ochoa, found the next generation of people. And they're like, okay, son, let me show you how it's done. You know, let me give you a little guidance at least. So, you know, in the most respectful way that an elder can speak to a younger mm-hmm. guy who thinks awesome. He's filled with piss and vinegar and thinks mm-hmm. he knows how to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. For someone getting into business, Chris, specifically in the Tucson market, give us three pieces of advice, no matter what industry it is.
I would say don't be afraid to be out there and just, mm-hmm. you know, to do a commercial, don't be stiff. Just go out there and be yourself.
Yeah. Yep.
Be honest, number one, mm-hmm. and be fair.
Mm-hmm.
Fair to the people, and always get back to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To me, the fairness is something, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's a little bit unique. Mm. You know, it's always been, you know, in our era. I mean, I was in marketing in this town and the automotive industry back in the late 90s, kind of like when you got started. And honestly, I mean, being fair, that the people that I've admired the most, that was one of the three qualities that they had. They're just fair.
Mm-hmm.
They're fair, like Chris already mentioned, fair to the employees. The mm-hmm. employees love coming in and working and being a family.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, just being fair to your clients, because then they become walking billboards for you.
And what you have to do is listen to your clients. If they come with a complaint or a concern, you talk to them, you listen to them, you go through the steps, and you follow through.
Mm-hmm.
That's important, and that's what we do. And sometimes, you know, I eat it. But you know what? I want to be fair and make sure that the customer's taken care of.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because then they'll tell everybody else, you know. That
Word of mouth is the best advertising.
Absolutely,
If you have a problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think kind of like we were talking about with Ron Arenas of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, mm-hmm. the first half of the show is just like, and it's encapsulated in just the way Chris is speaking mm-hmm. that, if you want to be a successful business, maybe anywhere, but particularly in Tucson, piece of that pie has to be charity.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Mm-hmm. Yes, you have to give back. In my opinion, I give back as much as possible. I actually have a part-time girl. Well, she's full-time, but part-time, what she does is all she does is reply and check out all the golf tournaments and the charities. And I always try and give something, a gift certificate, sometimes appliances, sometimes we buy a foursome, and or a tee sign, go to the heart ball, then you have the angel ball. They're just, they do amazing work in Tucson. And when you do start connecting yourself, you see a lot of them are intertwined, but you know someone that knows someone, and they all know you, and that's when you start getting busy.
And my point and kind of in that idea is, like, for, you know, our organization, you know, is a prime example of that. You know, whether it's Veteran Rescue Mission, Home Community Services, or Common Good Radio Show, Marketing Corner, all these organizations that are tied together, and when you go around and you hear people talking about John McClain, or you hear people talking about Sean Campbell, they talk about the great work that we're doing, and how we make them feel, and how we're they've been able to connect in with us, or how we've done stuff together. And, like, that speaks volumes in comparison to, you know, I bought something there the other day and it was a decent price. Like, there's no comparison to that type of reference.
I don't expect you to remember this at all, Chris, but you and I first met about 7 years ago. I got a call like 5 a.m. There's a digital boot camp at the University of Phoenix, and we're all going to different levels, and the person handling the social media class had bailed out like at 4 a.m. He was in Phoenix or something, right? So I get this call from the organizer, Sean, can you do this? And she barely knew me, right? So Chris and about 30 or 40 other local small business owners showed up, and Chris had more than half of the questions that you were throwing at me. And I always admire that about you, because one, that you showed up and, you know, you felt as if, you know, this could be a learning experience.
And when was that? How long ago?
About 7 years ago. I barely just started.
So you're ahead of the curve on social media compared to everybody else.
I do post a lot, don't I?
But there's a method to it. I don't, you know, I'm sure you know them.
We're both marketing guys. When we find somebody like yourself, like we talk about on this show regularly, and I'll make this short. In 2007, 2006, me and him were trying to convince people you need a website.
The good old days. I miss those days.
Well, no, I don't remember that, but I believe I would ask a lot of questions.
You did?
I'm very intrigued by it.
Yeah. And one, it kind of inflated my ego that Chris Edwards is asking me all these questions. But two, I was just like, wow, this guy doesn't really need to be here, but he's showing up anyway so he could continue the learning process. And to me, and that's many things I've always admired, Chris.
Well,
and
thank
that's
you.
One
I
of the things that you know, the questions you asked were very, very good questions. They made a lot of sense. And just the fact that, you know, you gave others that opportunity who I think were maybe too afraid to ask questions. You were sitting right in the middle of class. Hey, what about this? What about that? So it was cool. That was a great way to kind of kick off my business.
It got you going, got you on a roll.
It did. I've been on a roll ever since.
Yeah, been rocking it ever since.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so, here you are.
And here we are. I'm feet away.
I know.
Any other real big questions you have for me personally?
No, there's a billion of them, but we only got 60 seconds left, Chris. So,
okay.
I mean, it's just, thank you so much. I mean, I love that, you know, you're on here and you kind of gave our audience, you know, not just my point of view, like hammered it down, you know, over and over again, but here's somebody who's actually done it. You know, it's one.
And we'd love to do this once a month.
Yeah.
I mean, like, just
I'll definitely keep me in there.
Yeah. I know you're a busy guy. And kind of like the backup story as we go into the end of the show is, I've been asking this guy at least once a week for at least 2 months if he'd come on the show, and I finally got you. So I know you're a busy guy, but this always got an open seat for you, brother.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, that's thank you.
Chris Edwards with Tucson Appliance Company. This is the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell. I'm his side seat sitter, Pastor John McClain, and we'll catch you next week. God bless.